Today on We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about A Christmas Story Live. Here comes Ralphie to the rescue with his Red Ryder carbon action BB gun. He's got a major award for you, and it's somewhere hovering over Indiana. But be careful, or you'll shoot your eye out. I guess it all comes down to Christmas. But first, it all comes down to our theme song. Merry Christmas time, everybody. Happy, merry holidays.
Happy Hanukkah. Yes,
all of that. Guys, welcome to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise.
And this is the show that's too slow, as we've said several times. Okay.
Got it.
You know, it's funny when I'm doing it, and then when I hear, like, you doing it. No, I'm not saying it's not funny when you do it. I'm sure it's equally amounts of funny. Mm. But just, like, having to sit through it, I realize how boring it must be to sit through my version of that joke as well. So.
Basically, you are equally obnoxious.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, Merry Christmas. Did we already say that?
You covered all the bases a little earlier.
Okay.
About 5 seconds ago.
Oh, well, I know what I was going to say. We have a Christmas present for you guys on, well, I guess it's not, it's technically a post-Christmas party. I mean, party. post-Christmas present. It's the day after Christmas. We're sending out our very first little bonus episode for you guys. Like,
it's called a shorty ep.
Shorty ep?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if it's that catches on.
It's a shorty bonus ep.
Shorty bonus ep. And
S-B-B.
Okay. And so, guys, you might be like, what's this bonus episode about? Well, recently, Elise went to go see a musical. I don't want to spoil it. You'll have to see which musical she went to go see. But we thought we would do like a, you know, hey, Elise, how was your experience, you know? That kind of thing. So we made a bonus episode. Merry
shorty
Christmas.
Bonus ep.
We made a shorty bonus. Bonus? What is it?
It's not a shorty bony ep. Sure. It's a shorty bonus ep.
That's not going to stick.
Shorty ep.
Well, enough about that episode. Let's talk about this episode. How about that? How about that? Is that still relevant?
No, not at all. Not one iota.
What is this episode about? Well, it's about A Christmas Story Live, a.k.a. Garbage. Thanks at Matt, what is his name again?
Matthew Millerin.
Matthew Millerin for that alternate title, Garbage.
He worked really hard on that alternate title,
and
for
like
sure.
You said, he probably didn't even watch it. He just saw...
I would say 99% chance didn't see it.
I think most people probably saw advertisements for this.
Ooh.
And they said, nah, you know? So yes, A Christmas Story Live aired on Fox last Sunday, December 13th, 17th.
Close.
Millions of people gathered around their television sets to see what Ralphie was up to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Will he get that Red Ryder BB gun, just like he did in the original movie? We don't know. Will things change? We were all shaking with anticipation. Anyways.
I know I was. Here's the deal. So I was tweeting about it. I was looking at other people's tweets live.
Mm-hmm.
And about 99%, obviously it's a dramatization, but... about 99% of people tweeting were like, hey, way to take a good thing and turn it into a musical, and now it sucks.
Right.
And so it's like, I didn't see a lot of the ads, but like, did they make it very clear?
They made it
that this was the musical version?
No. Nobody knew that it was going to be a musical. I mean, we knew it was going to be a musical because I was aware that it was a musical already.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked into it. But a lot of people didn't know it was already a musical. They didn't know that's what they were putting on TV. They thought it was just going to be like a live action dramatic version of the original thing. And first of all, I think that would have been boring.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do something, change it, make it a musical. It makes sense. But Yeah, I think a lot of people were just, they just weren't ready for a musical. And when they saw that, they were like, what? Da-do?
Yeah, yeah. It did not, they were not having it. And everybody was just up in arms.
Right. But now we knew it was a musical, so I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, but I want to put that out there because I feel like it wasn't received as well.
Right.
But I think it's because people were confused about what it was going to be. And maybe that's their fault on like the advertising side of things.
Yeah, I definitely think they messed up.
Or maybe people are dumb. I don't know.
No, I don't think people are dumb. I think they just, you know, they just weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
Wow. Okay.
Why? Sorry. It just came out just a little bit. So
sorry, I'm Southern.
No. It's fine.
Well,
just I'm commenting.
Elise, we do know this movie, this musical was based on a movie originally. I think it was like 1983 or something like that when the first one was made. And so we have the story of Ralphie. But a lot of people might not know this Christmas story. They might not know what had happened with Ralphie. Do you want to take a drink of your water and then let us know what had happened?
First of all, I want to say this on the record.
Yeah.
So start recording.
Oh.
I was talking to my sister the other day.
No way.
She was about to tell me a story and she was like, what had happened was. And then she was like, I can't do it like you do.
Nobody can. Nor do they want to.
Oh, no, that's offensive. So what happened was.
You looked at me like, do I really have to say this again?
Yeah, and I did. So you got Ralphie. He's a little boy and he's got family and stuff. And so he wants this BB gun that has a long name. I ain't going to even try to say it because I don't know what it is.
Red Ryder carbon action BB gun.
Yes. And so that's all he wants for Christmas. Like, that's it. Everybody telling him that he gonna shoot his eye out and stuff. That really offends him. Basically, this whole story is just like his life and his journey and getting his BB gun. And,
that's it.
You know, spoiler alert, he gets it.
Okay, well, there you go, spoil little babies.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's pretty much it. That's the story of Ralphie.
It's interesting because a lot of things happen, but like, what is the plot really other than just like this little adventure of this family?
Right. Well, that's the charm of the original movie is, you know, you obviously had this kid. He has a goal. He wants the BB gun. So you're willing to stick with him on this journey. Will he get it? Will he don't? And so then the rest of the movie is pretty much just like this interesting, weird, quirky family. And
yeah,
what goes on. So, I mean, it is a plot, but it's a very loose plot, more based on like skits or little snippets of these people. Vignettes, maybe I would say.
When you think of A Christmas Story, you think about what? The leg lamp.
Yeah.
You think about the bunny costume.
For sure.
Thing.
Oh, fudge.
You think about that. You think about them going to the Chinese place.
Yeah.
But like
the kid getting his
those things
stuck to the whatever.
By themselves, yeah, sorry, the kid getting his tongue stuck. But, like, those things separately, they don't add to anything. You know what I mean? They're not actually
right.
A really important part of the plot at all.
Right, but they're great.
But, yeah, but it's just kind of like this random series of events from this little boy's perspective.
Yeah, and it's great. And, you know, I love the original movie. Do you like the original movie, or are you just kind of like, meh?
It was one of those things where I never on purpose sat down and watched it, but they play it all day on Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
So we always just had it on in the background throughout the day, and I've watched it several times, like, as I was doing other things.
Yeah.
I've seen every single part, but I don't even know if I've sat down and watched it, like, from beginning to end.
We used to watch it from beginning to end on Christmas Eve night.
Mm.
And then we would kind of leave it on in the background all day during Christmas, like while we open presents and stuff. So yeah, I love the movie. It's near and dear to my heart. So I was excited. I think a lot of people, they were like, why do we need a musical version of that? And I was just interested to see what they would do.
Yeah.
So I did. And I thought it was interesting. Let's talk about the music, actually, because
mm-hmm.
the music was written by our buddies P and P, Pasek and Paul, from Dear Evan Hansen and La La Land, and the new The Greatest Showman, which I saw today.
Oh, they did that too?
They did. What did you think about the music in this musical?
I really liked it. Like, because the original movie is not so near and dear to my heart as it is for you. I guess I feel like I probably don't really have, like, strong feelings either way about the original movie. It's something that's always on in the background. Don't really care that much. I think it's fine, but whatever. But seeing it with the music, I think makes me like it a lot more. Like, I would rather watch this version.
No.
Yeah, I would.
No, that's
wrong,
though.
Okay. Well, I would rather watch this version because I love the songs and I'm just like, I'm into it. I'm ready for it, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, the songs are fun, but also just no. No.
I mean, it's something
I think you're the only person
new
in the USA that would ever say that.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it's something like new and fresh that I'm like, okay, like I wanted something different. Like I wanted a retelling of the story in a new way because I see the same thing every year and I'm tired of it.
Well, you watch The Office every single day. How do you, you're not the type of person that would get tired of something.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
The Office is just its own special thing.
So is A Christmas Story. Well, let me say this. It is hard for me to separate this from the original movie, which I think needs to be done in order to truly enjoy it. Because the original movie has such a specific tone to it, and this musical does not match that tone. It's got some of the same scenes and lines and gags and heart, honestly. It has some nice little touching moments to it, but the tone of it is just completely different as far as the vibe of everything goes. And I did not like that. It felt more like a cartoon version of A Christmas Story. Just a little over the top, caricatured everything, maybe, which is fine, but it's just, I don't like that as much as the original, and it's just so hard not to compare them. So that's my critique of it, and I'll try to, from now on, separate this from the original, because that being said, I liked it.
How would you describe the original vibe, though?
It's very real. It just feels like everything really happened somewhere. So to compare this to the musical felt, well, it felt like a musical. And, you know, there was, you know, a lot of overacting through some of the kids, everything, you know, with the big dance numbers, no, you know, that's not real life at all. I understand why they do it in a musical. That's what you want to see in a musical. But when the original is such a chunk of real life, to then translate that to a reality where everybody bursts into song, it just... it doesn't quite match, you know?
I mean, see, I think I find the original movie, like you said, very realistic and with that kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Like, not that it actually makes me sad, but just that it's like, it's just kind of, I don't know. It has like a heaviness to it. And I think it was really, that's kind of why I say it was really nice to see it in a different light, in like a more upbeat, like happy Christmassy type of tone, where I was like able to watch it and also be like dancing rather than watch it and be like, oh, I really like feel sad that Ralphie's going through all this and his dad is, you know, not being very nice.
Yeah, but
to him
didn't you feel that in this one too? Because I thought they did a good job of still kind of making you feel sad for Ralphie, and like some of the family moments, they're just a little touching. That surprised me, honestly.
Like just Ralphie specifically, or?
Well, just like there's the song, the Before the Old Man Comes Home, and like the parents have gone, and then like Ralphie and his brother are sitting there talking about how like we need to fix the lamp and eat your food like mom said, and it's just like, it was really sweet, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I should go back and watch the original and stop comparing it, but I think I just felt like it was kind of nice to see more of each character, because if they're getting their own song, I feel like I'm learning more about them, or I'm getting like a little viewpoint.
That's true. That was kind of interesting. Like, I felt like you got to know the dad more and the teacher randomly. Like, whoever would have thought the teacher would be like a focus, because she's such a background character.
Which I love that lady
Yeah.
who plays her, and I think she just... does an amazing job. So I was like, get it, girl.
I said the same thing. I was sitting on the couch with my family surrounding me. No. And she popped up on the screen and I said, hey, you know what? Get it, girl.
I mean, isn't she like older? And she was like killing those dance moves and just winning at life.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's do favorite song. Elise, what's your favorite song?
I like a lot of the songs, and I feel like I didn't have quite enough time to really process them. But if I had to pick one right now, it would be When You're a Wimp.
When You're a Wimp.
Yeah, it had such a like nice little like jazzy feel to it. And the kids just, let me just tell you, the kids, they like killed it so hard.
Yeah, the kids, they
like buried it in the ground and it's dead because they killed it.
Yeah.
So good.
Except for, did you see, I don't know if you noticed this, but in the song Somewhere Hovering Over Indiana, the kids were like dancing out on the street. And like they were supposed to be like running back and forth, and one kid like tripped and fell flat on his face.
Unless we're thinking of the same thing, I thought I saw a girl like near the middle fall forward during one of the dance moves, and then she jumped right back up and started like getting right back into it. Yeah. I was still like, you still are killing it, even though you fell over, like you're a kid and you didn't run off and cry. Like that's good.
What I was thinking this whole time, because like I was thinking if I was one of these kids messing up on live TV. If I messed up, I would have bawled my guts up. Well, that was weird, but you know, bawled my eyes out maybe. I would have cried. Yeah.
Into a ball and you'd throw him as a snowball.
Yeah. Like, okay, so Ralphie, I mean, can we just say that he looks really scary when he sings?
I did say that.
You said that on Twitter. If anybody followed us on Twitter while she was live tweeting, my brother texted it to me while I was watching it with my family, and my mom was like, it looks like he's trying to sing out of his eyes. And
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So he just looked very scary. And I just like, I felt sorry for these kids because I thought he did a great job. But I was like, I'm sure we're not the only people thinking that. And he probably got on Google to see like, I wonder what people thought of my performance. And it was just like, Ralphie is scary. Yeah. He's Southern. But he did a good job.
And I feel like he's supposed to be, you know, a strange little kid. He's supposed to be kind of
he's nerdy.
Different.
He's a wimp.
Well, yeah. So I think it was, it was a little interesting, but I think he did great.
I thought it was quirky in a funny way that was endearing to where
that would
be lovable to watch it again and be like, oh, I love when Ralphie makes that really scary face.
I love when he scares me half to death with his little cute mouth. Yeah, that poor kid. But I mean, he had a lot of passion, and he was, you could tell he was really believing what he was singing.
He really was, man.
So I support him.
Me too. Do you want to know what my favorite song is?
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite song? I forgot we were talking about favorite songs because we got really off
sidetrack. My favorite song is actually Ralphie to the Rescue. Ralphie to the rescue. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Ralphie to the rescue. Oh. I really liked that song, and for several reasons. First of all, we just talked about this kid's face. He can have a very intense gaze, and in this scene, it really worked for his favor because he's supposed to be like this tough cowboy, and he's running around shooting the bad guys and trying to be tough, and he's like arm wrestling and stuff, and that like angry gaze that he's just naturally inclined to. Just, it really worked in that scene, and I enjoyed that. Also, it's super catchy. And then the scene itself, too, like, it harkens back to in the original version, how they have this, like, weird little scene where he's, like, imagining in his mind him, like, shooting all the bad guys that are trying to break into his house and stuff. And so I felt like out of all the different things they done. Out of all the different things they did to base a song on, like all the different scenes they chose to replicate in the musicals, I just felt like that one really lent itself to a song or a dance number anyway. And so I don't know, it just really worked in their favor. That scene was just, I thought that was really good.
And I mean, every time that they chose to make a big like dancing number out of something, I think it was amazing.
Yeah.
That, I mean, they went all out. Like, the scene just instantly changes, and there's a million people doing all this great choreography. And
yeah, the very first time it happened was during the song The Genius on Cleveland Street. I think that was the first time it happened. It's where the dad's like doing all this crossword puzzle stuff, and mm-hmm. he's sitting at the kitchen table.
Oh, yeah.
And then like all of a sudden the wall opens up and he's on a game yeah. show. And I just wasn't expecting that. And mm-hmm. that's like, that's one of the things, like, people that called this garbage, like, you might not like it, but like, this was so impressive that it was all live.
Oh, agreed.
I've seen live musicals before on TV, and it was cool. It was interesting.
But it's weird because I feel like it got a lot of bad reviews, and I can't quite figure that out.
Well, we had the same problem last week with Elf. People go, why do you need a musical version of Elf? They mm-hmm. people just go, why do you need that? And they brush it off. I mean, you don't need anything. So, like, nobody...
Oh, deep thoughts.
So it's just, I feel like people were like, oh, you're going to ruin it. So they just didn't watch it.
There were people trashing it on Twitter, for yeah. sure.
Yeah.
But then I think, like, actual websites reviewed it too, and they were just kind of like, nah.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that. Although I will say, I think having a live audience would help too. Like, this was very interesting, but I think if you saw it in a theater, like on Broadway, having mm-hmm. people around you, experiencing it with you, laughing at those moments, I think that really helps bring the energy up. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times this felt not slow, but just very calm, I guess. I don't know how else to say it, but like, and it's partially due to Matthew Broderick's narrator.
I think you forget that it's live.
You do forget that it's live, but like, what I'm saying is like, I loved Matthew Broderick in this, by the way. We haven't talked about that, but him as the narrator, I thought was a great choice because I love his voice. I just love hearing him talk, but he's got a very soft tone. It doesn't really bring like a dynamic energy to it.
I was going to say, a lot of people on Twitter also weren't loving him. Like, I feel like at first they were cool with it, and then they were like, why is he in all the scenes? Get out of here. I don't want him in here anymore. He's just walking around haunting people.
That's how the original musical is written.
And they were like, you know, he keeps narrating everything. He's fudging up his lines.
Fudge. All right. Well, since we're being so negative right now, let's talk about least favorite songs. What's your least favorite song?
I was thinking that it might be the song about It's What a Mother Does.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think more than that, I probably dislike the very last song where they summarize everything.
The Christmas Story?
Yeah.
I thought that was a fine song, but it did drag on. It didn't feel like yeah. a good ending for the whole thing.
It was just a little bit boring, and I think I just was kind of like, okay, I get it. We can be done.
Yeah, we've been watching this for 3 hours.
You can... Oh, yeah, I've been experiencing the whole thing. You don't need to recap it. I mean, it's fine. Like, I'm not crying about it.
I get it.
What about you, though?
You're going to hate me. When You're a Wimp is
really?
My least favorite
least
song.
Least favorite?
Least
Why?
Favorite. Because I didn't like the When You're a Wimp. Like, it just sounded
silly. Oh, but
silly to me.
It sounds very like kids made it up.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, too. I know I said I wouldn't compare it to the original, but I can't help. But this is why it's my least favorite song, is the kids in the original, they're never called wimps or anything like that. Like, or maybe they are, but they don't dwell on it. It's just, it seemed like a weird thing. They always say that guy's a bully, but they never say, like, we're wimps. And so, like, to dwell on the fact that they're wimps, like, I would have much rather had a song about how this guy's a bully, which is kind of what the song was, but it kept...
It started that way. I mean...
Yeah.
Because the bully started singing, didn't he? He started singing first.
Yeah, and he's, like, punching kids and
yeah.
giving them wedgies and stuff. But I just... Yeah. That was one of the scenes where I was like, this didn't need to be a song. I just felt like it's such an insignificant part of the original movie that it didn't need to be fleshed out into a whole song. The whole reason you need to know they're wimps in the first place is just so Ralphie can beat up that guy. And then in this musical version, that scene, it didn't really land. Like, it was just kind of like I didn't care that Ralphie was beating that guy up, you know? I didn't feel threatened by him like I do in the original version. So then when Ralphie is beating him up in the musical, I was like, why did we, if we're going to leave stuff out, Like, that could have been one of the things they left out, you know?
I don't know. I think, like I said, like, when the characters have their own songs, you, like, get their point of view and their perspective and stuff. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, dad's singing, we're learning about him. And when mom's singing, we're like, oh, yeah, like, she has a hard job or whatever. And I think with him and his friends, it's, I don't know, I think it is kind of important to see from their point of view, like, they just go to school every day and the same guy pushes him around every day and they never do anything about it every day. And then finally it's like, I've had enough, by golly.
Yeah, but I just didn't believe it. It happened too fast. I don't know. Mm. I did like the bully and his friend, though, at the beginning of the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out song. They come in and they're just like, C+, not an A, not a B, but a C+. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember that, but
yeah,
there's probably a lot I don't remember.
Yeah, they pick up Ralphie out of the classroom and like drag him behind the chalkboard, and that's when she's like, "You'll shoot your eye out."
Did you like that song?
I loved that song. It was such a great dance number too. The tap dancing in that was
really good.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed that song. It was kind of like I thought that one might be my favorite song, but I like Ralphie to the Rescue more, I think.
Well, what'd you think of What a Mother Does?
I actually, when that one started, I went, this one sounds like the most like Dear Evan Hansen so far. Like, I could really
hear
the way it was put together, just really sounded like Pasek and Paul's melodies, you know?
When it started, I was like, oh, I like this. And I think like the lyrics kind of lost me at some point. Like, I wished it was better. I don't know. It didn't quite get there for me, but I liked the idea of it.
What about the A Major Award song?
What did you think of the guy? I don't even know if I should try to pronounce. Chris Diamantopoulos.
I have no idea. I don't know his name, but I thought he did a good job. I don't know what you thought, but like, I thought he was a very interesting version of that character.
Definitely different.
This, you know, that scene, the major award scene starts in the house and then they end up on like some stage somewhere, like dancing mm-hmm. with all these leg lamp ladies. And yes. Some of his dance moves made me think of Dick Van Dyke, our old buddy DVD, like when he's dancing with the penguins in Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like. It was very similar to that. I don't know. He was good. I kind of wish like that character kind of needs to be like kind of like a loser dad, you know? And I felt like he was almost a little too cool. So like when he was like, I wish people would respect me, I was like, they probably do. You're handsome. Like, you know what I mean?
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Well, see, when I saw him, I was very confused because I knew that I knew him from somewhere, but I could not figure out where. And then I was looking at Twitter and somebody tweeted about him and they were like, he's gone from The Office to here. And I was like, what?
He was in The Office?
He was in The Office, but he had like a small guest starring role. He was Brian the Boom Guy.
Okay. You lost me.
It's not a huge role, but he's from that. And I never would have guessed that he can sing and dance. And I just felt like he came out of nowhere.
He did like a front flip too at one point.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that.
Yeah. He was like at the back of the stage and he ran forward and did like a handspring and landed on his feet. And I was like,
I mean, where did he... What's going on?
I have no idea, but that was so cool.
So I was shook. It was
so cool when
confused.
When they zoomed in on his face, and then like when they zoomed out, he was wearing a different outfit. And I was like, how is this live?
Yeah.
So cool.
It deserves a major award.
It does. Little leg lamp trophy.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get if you win this round of What Song Is That From? Do you want to play What Song Is That From?
Do I really get a leg lamp trophy?
You betcha.
Okay, if I don't get this, though, I'm going to be really upset. Yes, I would like to play. I would like to risk it all.
Play that theme song.
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Elise, are you ready for today's round of A Christmas Story Lives? What song is that from?
Too Slow.
Too Slow. So I have 5 different lyrics for you. Each one correspond to a different song from this musical. And you have to guess... Which song it's from. Are you ready to play? First lyric. I think this will be easy, by the way.
I think this will be easy.
No, that's not your first lyric. Your first lyric is, if he sees that the lamp is on, if she sees that the food is gone.
Yep. That is going to be Before the Old Man Comes Home.
Before the Old Man Comes Home. I don't know if that's how it goes.
Very good. Did a very good job.
We kind of talked about that scene a little bit before, but that's an element that wasn't in the original movie, and I thought that was very touching, that like these kids are like, I want to fix the leg lamp.
But it also kind of made me a little bit upset, because when he tells him to eat his food like his mother says, I'm like, see, y'all kids know what to do. You just don't do it.
Wow, I didn't think of it that way.
I just was like, come on, like, you should have been doing that from the beginning. You don't wait till mom gets mad and then do it.
But they're kids. Maybe that's the first time they've ever had that realization.
As a person who works with kids, I was like, y'all need to straighten up and act right.
Okay.
Anyways, great song. Why do they call him the old man?
What do you mean?
I mean, is that supposed to mean that, I don't know. Am I missing something? Why don't they call him dad?
Old man is a term for dad. My brother calls my dad the old man. He's like, hey, old man. Like, that's me, old man.
So it's not a thing that, like, you would call your dad if it was, like, a distant relationship?
No.
It's still, like, endearing to say that? I mean, I would never call my dad that.
Well,
I feel like that's, like, disrespectful.
No, it's not disrespectful. It's tongue-in-cheek. Like, hey, old man. Like, he's the older man. It's kind of like a poking fun at him. Like you feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, you're old.
But if you say it behind his back, is it still endearing?
Yeah. It's fine. All right, here we go. Lyric number two. Oh, you got that right. So lyric number two.
Mm-hmm.
Count a billion sheep, but I still can't sleep.
Okay. It's probably going to be the song Somewhere Hovering Over Indiana.
Somewhere hovering over Indiana. Ding, ding, ding. You got it right.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think of that song?
I thought it was okay. When I listened back to the song, I was like, but then I remembered the scene, and I liked the scene with all the kids outside in the snow, which, why are they all outside in the snow?
That's my beef.
Middle of the night.
I was like, why are these kids, they should be in bed waiting for Santa Claus, and they're all playing in the street on Christmas Eve night? Like,
yeah.
No, don't believe that. But I mean, I understand they had to just, they needed somewhere for the kids to dance, but I like the beginning of that song when they're in bed. But when it switches more, like once the chorus kicks in, I don't like the song as much. Not a bad chorus, but I really liked the beginning of the song. Thought that was cute when they're like tossing and turning in bed.
Yeah, it's fine. But I don't think it's as good as some of the other songs, you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand.
All right, so two right.
Two right. Here is your third lyric.
Okay.
When they said don't run with scissors or button your coat.
When they said, don't run with scissors.
Or button your coat.
Oh, boy.
Bueller. Bueller.
I need some time. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. This wasn't necessarily sung. Perhaps it was narrated.
Oh, that doesn't count. I'm going to go with Sticky Situation.
Bonk.
I just really... just gave it my best.
Now, this is from your favorite song, A Christmas Story.
Oh, they put that in the end? Was that was Matthew saying
that? Yeah, that was Matthew Broderick. He was talking about how he didn't realize it at the time, but when his parents were saying, don't run with scissors or button your coat or you'll shoot your eye out, they were really saying, I love you.
I should have just said, I love you.
Wow. Way to take out the meaningfulness.
I know.
You've gotten two out of three so far. You have two more, so you're still good. Here is your fourth lyric. Here's the proof I'm someone.
Oh, I know.
Hmm.
It's a major award.
It's a major award.
Because he's like so happy and he feels like this validates him as a person, and it's literally a leg.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, it's not just a leg.
It's a lamp.
It's a lamp. Do you know what this is? It's a lamp.
But he's excited even when he thinks it's a leg statue.
I know.
This poor guy.
See, you look at it so differently. You're like sad for him. I'm like, that's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny, but like, who hurt him?
Oh, wow. You think about things too deep.
No, I mean, I'm mostly joking, but like, if you got a leg statue in the mail, What would you do?
If I got the leg lamp because of filling out crossword puzzles, and like that was my goal, like I'm going to fill out crossword puzzles because I want a prize to prove that I can do something awesome. Like, no, I would have been proud.
Yeah. I mean, it's just funny, man. He's so pumped. And I'm like, I'm so happy that he's happy, you know?
Sure.
All right. So what's next?
All right. This is your last lyric.
Okay.
The tension is mounting, 1 minute left and counting.
Just Like That?
Is that a song?
Mm-hmm.
There's a song called Just Like That?
Yeah, it's actually really, really sweet. She's Maya Rudolph, the mom, is talking about like moments passing by quickly and, you know, life. I don't remember that song. Oh, okay. So that's not the answer.
Nope, not the answer.
Is it, did I get a second guess?
Yeah, sure.
Ralphie to the Rescue?
Ralphie to the Rescue. Oh.
Yep. Is that right?
That's right.
That's what I meant to say, but I sneezed and accidentally other words came out when I sneezed.
Yeah, this is where like the bad guy comes in and like ties up the teacher and he puts like a bomb on her.
Mm.
And he's like, the tension is mounting, 1 minute left and counting before the bomb blows up. And then he's like, Ralphie to the Rescue. That's my favorite.
It makes sense now, but I thought maybe because the Just Like That song is all about like moments happening so fast. So maybe it was like 1 minute. Well,
it could have been the It All Comes Down to Christmas too. Because Ralphie pops out and he's like, I'm running out of time. You know, and his face looks all scary.
You made that sound like some like punk band. Just said
that Green Day did it.
Yeah, it really sounded like that.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
Running out of time.
Do you like his singing voice?
You know, I thought he did an okay job live, but I actually listened to like the recorded versions they posted on YouTube, and he kills it. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, I think he's good.
Like there was a few times live where I was like, okay, that was a little shaky. But he's got a nice tone to his voice, and I hate to say this again, but like when you can't see him, it's super enjoyable.
Oh,
you know,
James.
Well, I don't know. One day he's gonna grow up and look at that, like when he's 40, and be like, "Man, how did I not terrify the nation that night?"
I mean, my thing is, did anybody try to tell him and say relax your face a little bit when you sing? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You wonder the same thing about Idina Menzel, you know? Like, is anybody telling her?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, and she's an adult, so.
Maybe, is that her son?
They do look alike.
A little less green, but.
Yeah.
Speaking of Green Day.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Ralphie looks like anyone in his Christmas Story Live family.
No,
so, although he's kind of just the odd man out.
His brother looked like he could have been Maya Rudolph's kid, 100%. Which is weird. And that kid was great. Like
so great.
He was adorable when he's hiding under the sink and stuff. And
he made some really good faces.
You know, Ralphie needs to take some acting lessons from his little brother.
Oh, poor Ralphie.
Ralphie.
He's probably really scared.
Great job. You get your trophy, by the way. You get your leg lamp trophy.
Here
you go. Yeah, you won.
I only got 3 right.
I know. 3 out of 5. That's the majority.
That's all I have to do?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow. Sticky Situation. You didn't say anything about that song.
Yeah, Sticky Situation was... I thought it was a fine song.
I feel like you don't like songs that the kids sing.
It's not that. It's that I didn't like the songs that... I felt like didn't need to be songs.
So you just didn't think that needed a song?
Yeah, it just didn't warrant a song. Like, I mean, that's a funny scene. And I feel like when you like just have all these kids looking at him like singing about how his tongue stuck to a pole and it's a sticky situation. I don't know.
I liked it because I always feel so bad for that kid every time. I'm like, help him. Do something. And nobody helps him. And... it's way funner if we can throw a song in there.
I guess so. It wasn't a bad song. It's just...
yeah, I like this song.
What's another song? Oh, In the Market for a Miracle.
That's the one I was going to ask you about.
Oh, boy. That was a fine song. It just felt weird. Like, none of that is in the original movie. the Jewish neighbor.
Right.
So it just felt like weird. And then it wasn't in the original musical either. This was a specific song they had written just for the live version on Fox.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about too.
Yeah, and I didn't like it. Like, it felt out of place, and it wasn't supposed to be there, really. So, I don't know, it felt weird. Did it feel weird?
Like, out of place?
Yeah, like, it felt like they were trying to make a statement. And I know they probably weren't, but it was like, hey, this is a Christmas story, well, what about Hanukkah? You know, and it felt like that to me. And I don't know if that's what they meant, but that's just what it felt like.
Yeah, I figured people would feel that way. I do see how it could be, like, out of place. But I liked the actual song, and I felt like the song wasn't like, Hanukkah matters too,
Hanukkah matters too.
So
no,
it was a fun song.
It was funny.
Yeah, it wasn't like an overbearing, like, oh, we got to bring up Hanukkah. Like, it wasn't like that. I felt like it was still fun.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it, and I was like, all right, I can dance to that too. Oh, what did you think of the Chinese scene?
Ah, the Chinese scene. Yes, the classic fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
That didn't happen.
I thought it was funny. I knew everybody was expecting that, and then it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And then they point out that it didn't happen, and it just caught you off guard. So it made the old joke funny again, you know, with a new little twist to it. I don't know. I thought it was a really funny way to handle that.
Yeah, because a lot of people were like, I can't believe they changed it. I wanted to hear fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
I mean, I wanted to hear that too. It's a classic scene in the old one, you know? Mm-hmm. But you were expecting it. So when they point out like, oh, what'd you think we were going to say, huh? And he's like, oh, nothing. Like, then you realize like, oh, well, like.
And also they were like all amazing and blended really well together as singers, and I was just like, I could listen to that forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was a really funny addition. Yeah, plus Ken Jeong. I mean,
I know.
He's funny.
Right?
And he liked your tweet.
Two of them.
He liked two of our tweets?
Yeah, because I tweeted about him later when he came back.
Whoa. Let's have him on the show next time.
Hey, I think he's probably free.
Yeah, probably.
If I tweet him and I say, yo, dude.
Yo, dude, yeah. That's what he responds to.
Well, I think he likes to keep it chill with the kids.
I thought Fred Armisen was underused in this, by the way.
Oh, I mean, I wish he could have been everywhere all times. But, you know, I mean, I'll take what I can get. He could have even been the dad if he wanted to. I would support him.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah.
Because, see, that's a guy where he's like kind of, you could pull off that kind of loser.
Yeah.
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 I would have liked that.
That would have been good. Man, I kind of wish that happened now.
We haven't talked about this because, okay. Because I don't want to talk about this. But the very first song, it's not technically part of the musical, I don't believe. But the song Count on Christmas, before the musical really starts, and it's like this live.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What do you think of that? Count on Christmas, count on Christmas. I think that's how it went.
So, I don't know who that lady is.
Yeah, no clue.
Which, whatever, that's fine. But something was up with her mic, I guess, because you can't hear what she's saying. Like, it was like the instruments were too loud,
and then she
was like too quiet, and so I couldn't understand one word of what she said. I kind of liked the beat. I was like, okay. But then I was like, don't know what she's saying. Couldn't tell you. Is this part of it? Where are the characters? What's going on? How long is this going to happen?
Yeah.
Are they just going to dance back there? Why is it all white? I was very confused. I had a lot of questions and no one to answer them.
I don't know why they did that. That's not part of the original musical. And they added it. And I just feel like they wanted to be like, check us out. Like, we're about to have a musical start. It's going to be cool. I promise. But then it like didn't match any of the musical style, and like it was this its own weird thing, and I just
everybody
thought that was a
said it looked
idea.
Like an Old Navy commercial.
It really did. Wow, it was just not. I did not like that at all.
The
it was very
thing,
off-putting. I felt like if I didn't know what the style of the musical was going to be, and I saw that, I would have been like, oh, I'm changing this. I don't want to watch a musical in this style.
Right. The only thing that came to my mind was just like, I was thinking it would be kind of strange to just immediately jump into it.
Nah.
I liked kind of a minute of like, okay, get ready. We're about to like start this. So like settle in, grab your popcorn, put your kids to bed, fix your hair, etc. And then like now let's begin. But I don't feel like that was the right way to do it. Because I feel like if we just jumped right in, I'd be like, whoa, I'm not ready.
No, what? And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, because I didn't want to miss it. And so I had it on the channel and I was waiting. It was Fox News. It was such a dramatic switch. Like, now we're doing music. And they had just talked about like people in Uganda like dying. And I was like, whoa, like, give me a second. I need to like switch gears. Right. You know what I mean?
No,
so that's kind of what I mean by like the transition. It was just like,
but we could have had like an, you know, traditionally a musical will start, the lights go down, and there's like an overture or like some like, you know, medley of music before that like gives you a little hint of what's to come.
Oh, I'm not saying this was the correct way to do it.
Right,
I'm just
right,
saying
right.
The only thing I appreciated was like a transition before we're just jumping in.
Right. I'm just saying there could have been, yeah, there could have been better ways to do it.
100%.
I would have much rather have stared at a still image with music behind it or like a fireplace roaring. Like, I don't know. Like
yeah,
something
yeah.
just says like even a countdown just with like the music, like a medley of some of the songs coming up.
Mm.
Like
yeah.
I would have liked that instead of this random girl that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Singing a count on Christmas. Count on, with like the pink nightmare bunnies dancing behind her. And
I saw that and I was kind of like, okay, I like that. But then the rest of it was pretty scary.
It was out of place. Whatever.
It was really odd. But I kind of like had wiped it from my memory because I was like,
good.
That didn't happen. So I think it served its purpose
yeah.
to be there as transition and forgotten forever.
Well, do you want to rate this guy?
I do.
Well, what do you got for me?
Why don't you go first?
Why?
Oh, okay, fine, I'll go first.
Good. I feel like you say that every time. I always say, what do you got? And you're like, why don't you go first? Well, no, ladies first. How about that?
I was trying to be polite.
How about that?
Not again. I liked it a lot. I feel like a lot of people hated it, and that makes me sad. I don't fully understand. But, you know, I got to do me. I like it, so end of story. There were so many talented kids who put in a lot of work and mm-hmm. nailed their choreography. The choreography was like really fun and great. It had the Broadway feel. You know, we talked about how it still like looked very TV, which was a really cool combo.
Yeah.
And I feel like the camera movements were like really cool. And
yeah, we didn't even talk about that scene where they,
I know,
like the scene where like everything got green. I don't remember what was happening, but like
everything got green.
It was like so weird. It was like a trippy scene and they had like,
oh, it was like The Nightmare Before Christmas,
I guess,
was
so.
The joke that I made where like everything turned green and they're singing Ralphie's Nightmare.
Yeah,
song.
That was so weird. But that was so cool. I was like, how is this live?
Well, I feel like that was probably an easy thing to do. But then there were a lot of times when they implemented slow motion randomly.
Oh, fudge. Yeah, that was a good recreation of that scene, by the way. Like they had to recreate a lot of scenes and that was a good one. That one looked like the original.
And they had that amazing close-up on Santa's boot. And, like, that just looked so real. Like, the camera was right there. I just am impressed with the cameramen in this. I think they don't get enough credit. Or women. Probably both. I don't think they get enough credit. And I'm proud of them. I'm really proud of the kids. I think there was really cool...
I can't hear you. Your cat's in your face.
Sorry. Really cool... actor and actress choices. I really like Maya Rudolph. I didn't know that Brian Boom guy could sing Chris Demopoulos. And then I liked the music and I just felt like it was very well organized and planned out because I mean, if it's live, that takes a lot of work. And yeah. I don't think people are, when they criticize it, I just don't think they're understanding how much work and time and effort. And it's a play. I mean, it's a Broadway play that they just put on for you and you're like, nah.
Yeah, but I mean, you can put on a play, but just because you put it on doesn't mean it's good. Just because you put a lot of effort into something doesn't make it awesome.
Yeah, I guess I'm just saying I can tell that there's effort put into it, so I don't quite get why everybody's hating on it more than...
Well, because they don't like it.
I don't understand why, though.
I could see why people don't like this. So what's your rating? Sorry, go ahead.
So I'm going to give it 7.8.
7. Great.
You could say that. Yeah. I hope that your rating is just as great.
Why? Why do you hope my rating's good? Now I feel like pressure.
I wanted to make you feel like I was judging you.
Oh, well, that's fine. I don't care. I'm going to give it a 6.5. 6.5. That's good. I really enjoyed it. Like I said, it kind of felt like a caricature of the original, which was just kind of weird. And I didn't like that. It was a little too over the top. But it's a musical, you know? So it's like, you kind of want it to be that. I feel like the problem is that movie doesn't lend itself to be a musical. That's really the only thing.
I think that's what everybody was complaining about.
Having said that, it's still got very cool elements to it. And like you said, it was just pulled off fantastic. The dance sequences were great. The kids were fun. Although Ralphie said his lines a little too fast, to where sometimes I was like, dude, nobody talks that quick. Like, it just didn't seem natural. When you have to adapt a movie to a musical, I feel like you still need to keep the same sort of feel. And these are just on different planes, different worlds. It's hard to get over that. It really is. But looking past it, it's got some really cool stuff in it. Really fun stuff, and I wouldn't be upset to watch it again. And if it ever came to my town, I would see it live. You know, that's how I've been judging things lately. Like, you know what? If it came here, I'd go see it. Like, I wouldn't skip. I would. If Mamma Mia came here, I wouldn't go see it. I'll tell you that for
what
sure.
What if you got free tickets?
All right, if I got free tickets, maybe. I'd be like, here we go again.
You wouldn't want to experience it just one time?
No. Not really.
But you liked some of the music.
Yeah, so I'll go see ABBA in concert. I don't want to sit through all the lovey-dovey
concert.
Well, whatever. I'll go see an ABBA cover band. You know they're making Mamma Mia 2. Oh boy. I saw the trailer for that today. It's all the same songs. What are they going to do?
What?
Yeah. Every single song was like one of the same songs from the original, and I was like, this can't be happening. They can't do a different plot in the same songs. But anyway, so 6.5 for A Christmas Story Live. I think it's really fun, and I wish people could watch it without so much bias, but I just know that's impossible. I watched a lot of videos of this on Broadway as well, a lot of live performances, and I feel like it's more well-received when you go see it in a theater live. You know what you're in for, and you want it to be, like, spectacular. Like, when you see something live, you want it to have that element of, like, over the top. So I think this would just work better in that arena. But it's still fun. 6.5. Staying alive.
Do we always have to rhyme with the end of our rating?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
All right, so I think that's going to do it for our A Christmas Story Live episode. Tweet at us what you guys thought. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Probably hated it if you're on Twitter. And if you're on Twitter, follow us at WRLM Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter and follow us on Instagram.
Well, guys, next week we are doing Mary Poppins. We were supposed to do it in November and we didn't get around to it. Now we are doing Mary Poppins. And then get ready, guys. The new year's coming up and we got a month full of Disney in January. We're doing Little Mermaid, Mulan, Aladdin, and Lion King. That is going to be our January, and it is going to be fantastic.
It is going to be.
I don't think we've covered a cartoon Disney movie yet on the podcast, and this will be a month's worth. So,
Moana.
It's computer animated. Moana. Not one of the classics, you know. Why are you still dancing, T?
Because I haven't heard Moana songs in like 2 months.
I know. They were so popular for a while and they just disappeared.
Well.
No one deserves to be forgotten.
Different musical.
To disappear. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
Ralphie to the rescue.
Musicals. Jazzy.